Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
How's your joy level? Power, wealth, and fame offer us joy. And maybe you say, I don't want to be famous, I just want to have money. Well, money won't make you happy, but at least it'll help you be miserable in a really nice house. If you're going to chase something, you're wise to look at what happens to those who catch it. Eli Black was known for his thirst for power. This brilliant businessman stepped over others as he climbed the ladder to his goal, the takeover of the United Fruit Company. Not long after Black reached the top, he found it wasn't enough. In 1995, the Securities and Exchange Commission uncovered a $1.25 million bribe that Black authorized. A few weeks before the scandal broke, Black went to his office on the 44th floor of the Pan Am building in Manhattan and jumped. I'm sure you've heard of Howard Hughes. One of the most successful men in history, the manufacturer, aviator, and movie producer, had every reason to be happy. Combining his financial reserves and his love for flight, he designed his own aircraft and in 1938 circled the Earth in a record 91 hours and 14 minutes. But his distrust of people and his paranoia of germs led this self-made billionaire into seclusion. He died a lonely death en route from Acapulco, Mexico, to Houston, Texas, for medical treatment. As Carrie Livgren of Kansas wrote, "All your money won't another minute buy." John Lennon, the talented ex-Beatle, tried it all. Drugs, metaphysics, religion. His records made him millions. His popularity made him a living legend. Yet biographers paint him as a frightened man, unwilling to sleep with the lights off, afraid to touch anything because of its filth. Lennon left behind him $550 million, and a son, Julian, who said, "The only thing he taught me was how not to be a father." Three who had the best the world has to offer: power, wealth, fame. Three things our society associates with happiness, fulfillment, and success. But do they keep their promise? The celebrated journalist and reporter Andy Rooney said, "Having enough money is nowhere near as much fun as I thought it was going to be when I didn't have any." Contrast the lives of Black, Hughes, and Lennon with a man who left the power, pay, and popularity of his career as a respected religious leader to follow Christ. By earthly standards, it didn't pay off. Beaten with rods, shipwrecked, left without food, and thrown from prison to prison, Paul wrote, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice." That's Philippians 4:4. Rejoice? When everything around us says fear? When the future says worry? When our circumstances say pack it in? Yes, the secret to joy comes in focusing on Christ and making a decision. We cannot choose to be good-looking, trust me, but we can choose to rejoice. From a wheelchair, Tim Hansel wrote these words, "In any given moment, I can choose to be joyful. And when I am willing to do that, strength will follow." Joy does not overlook our circumstances, it overrides them. G. Campbell Morgan wrote, "If ever I am tempted to think that religion is almost dead today, it's when I listen to the wailing of some Christians. Everything is wrong or everything is going wrong. Oh, be quiet. Think again, look again, judge not by the circumstances of the passing hour, but by the infinite things of our gospel and our God." If anyone has reason to rejoice, it is the Christian. We are forgiven. Eternity is waiting. We may not be known for our power, wealth, or fame, but we can be known for our joy. Together, let's live with an attitude of gratitude and make the choice to rejoice. A little boy wrote, "Dear Santa, three boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman." Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway House to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.